T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
This has been a tradition for 25 years in Western New York, and I'm very curious, how did it all start?
Well, it was originally held in the building in 1979, so it goes back actually 40 years. It was one of the first events in the Buffalo Convention Center. And in 1979, the group that held the world's largest disco, it was the real thing. So people came from all over the world to go to the world's largest disco in Buffalo. They had Amtrak had a train from Albany to Buffalo. They had all the top acts of the time, Gloria Gaynor and the Tramps, and it was the real thing. 15 years later, we were looking to do some kind of party the Saturday after Thanksgiving, and we, you know, we called them up and said, "Are you going to use, you know, are you going to do this? Can we use your name?" And they said, "You know, we did it one and done. We're never doing it again." So we trademarked the name, and basically the story was Wednesday of Thanksgiving is the busiest bar night of the year. Thursday, people are with their families. Friday, they're with their families looking for something to do. And Saturday, everyone's in town, and they have cabin fever. So in 1993, I was driving down Chippewa Street. There was one bar on Chippewa Street at the time. It was called the Concrete Cafe. And every place else was filled with blight and drugs, and it just was not a good neighborhood. I made a left onto Delaware, drove by the Statler. The Statler was dark. The convention center was dark. Jim Kelly's network was in the process of closing. And I said, all of our friends are home for this weekend, and nothing's going on. Next year, I'm going to have a party. So the retro thing was probably big in L.A. and New York 3 or 4 years before that. And I thought, you know, it was starting to pick up in Buffalo. I'm like, that's what we're going to do. We're going to have a retro party. And that's when I reached out to Bob Richter and said, hey, can I borrow the name? And he said yes, and the rest is kind of history.
How mind-blowing is it that here in 2018, you know, obviously it's not the 70s anymore, but yet the turnout every single year for this is just massive for a lot of people who were born a decade afterwards.
Yeah, we're definitely seeing a change. These last 2 years have been a huge uptick. I mean, we were sold out. It's absolutely crazy right now. I have no tickets to sell, and I'm hearing from friends and family that I didn't know I had. But what's happening is the moms that have gone for 20 years, their daughters have watched them get dressed up for 20 years, and now it's they're turned 21 or 22, and then they're coming with them. So I would have never imagined when I was dating my wife. You know, there's a lot of time that's involved in this. And she said, how long are you going to do this? I said, it's only going to last a couple of years. And here we are in year 25. So
when did tickets go on sale, and how quick did it sell out for you guys?
So we go on sale in August, the first week in August. The VIP party sold out in 3 hours. And then the general event, which is another 5,500 tickets, those were all sold the third week in October.
And for nowadays, I mean, when the people are coming here every single year, I remember last year speaking with somebody who was, you know, selling attire for people, just getting ready for it. And there were so many people going into his store just for this single moment to have everybody go with the full theme. I mean, this has got to be something that for you, knowing that you only plan to do this once, maybe twice. 25 years later, it's still just wildly popular.
Yeah, it's kind of fun. I mean, you know, what's really the passion behind this is driven by the charity. But what's really neat about it is all these vintage clothing stores and secondhand, you know, the Amvets and Goodwill, and they're packed with people buying goods. For a while, and I'm not sure how it is now with the injection of Lyft into our community and Uber, but this was the number one night of limousine rentals in the country, in the city. So it beat New Year's Eve. If you go to DC Theatrics, for instance, they were on the radio not too long ago, and they were speaking about it was Halloween, and they said, "Wow, this must be." The person that interviewed said, "This must be your biggest day of the year." I said, "No, the disco's our biggest day of the year. Halloween is number two." I would have never expected that. You know, the hotel, you know, the Hyatt Hotel is sold out, and people aren't coming to Buffalo, especially our community, to stay in a hotel the Saturday or Thanksgiving. It doesn't exist. People come home to Buffalo and stay with their families.
How many people are coming to it this year?
7,000. And we could easily sell another 2,000 tickets.
Do you think that that's an avenue that you guys could go after this 25th year? You said that sold out really quickly. And if you can get 9,000 people, you know, open it to some more people, that could be something in the cards.
Well, the problem is we were already down that path. So we wrote that book in probably 1997, when we had 11,000 plus here, and the building isn't built for it. So we purposely reduced the capacity to 7,000, and we control that because it's just not an enjoyable experience. The building is not suited for it. As it is, we have to bring in all these portable bathrooms and things because it just was not a building that was built for big events. And I'm sure you've been reading the paper and seeing what's going on with the studies. We need a new building. The money we spend throwing this event that we wouldn't spend in another building is mind-blowing. Because there's not power in the right places, so you have to run cables. So we probably spend another $10,000 in cabling to get power to the stage where we need it. The bathrooms are inadequate. I mean, it's just a tough place.
You led me right into what I wanted to talk about next with you. You know, there are talks about extending this current convention center to what it was, but based on what you're saying, you want to see the location that's closer to the arena, because that was the other site that was being discussed. Is that right?
I'm not sure that I'm in favor of moving it to that site. Because this site, there would be two buildings, and the floor space upstairs would be okay. I think that if you look at the number of hotels that have developed in this area, there's probably 15 that have come online, and I think there's 40 in total in the surrounding area. But it's taken 40 years to get 40 hotels here. There are two hotels down at the other site, so it's going to take time, and people aren't going to want to come to a convention and and have to walk. I mean, the walkway that exists that runs from the Hyatt to this building was only put in place because there was a large convention here in the late 80s that said, we won't come to Buffalo if you don't have an attached walkway from a host hotel. So I'm in favor of either site because we have to do something. But I look at the infrastructure in this neighborhood, all the restaurants, all the hotels, you can walk to it. And when I personally go out of town and I go to conventions, you know, I want to stay someplace close to the hotel. It's nice to walk out of your hotel, and especially in cold weather.
So if this place were to expand, hypothetically, going into the future, you know, you guys are obviously in the big space at the upstairs part of the convention center. Could a disco be in two different areas?
Sure. Well, right now we use the entire building. So this area that we're sitting in today is part of the VIP room. It's half of it. And we would take more space, but we just don't have it. I mean, and it's little things. The storage of this building is not really adequate for the amount of things they have to have here. We have a coat check that we check 3,000 coats. So you have to have a room big enough to hold 3,000 coats in addition to dressing rooms for your celebrities and performers and just places for people to go and, again, more bathrooms. So, we need a building that's probably 50% or 100% bigger than this. And the ceilings are, the ceilings are 9 feet. You don't ever go to a convention center that has a 9-foot ceiling.
So then if the plan is for this place to expand, would you likely keep it at $7,000 people who come to it just to kind of control the crowd, just to understand and slowly progress maybe to a higher amount?
Well, if they built the plan that exists today that I've seen, we could easily hold 9,000 people in that space. I would expand it.
So what do people need to know the day of World's Largest Disco? What time does it start? What time should people arrive? Obviously, be safe when you're here, be responsible, stuff of that nature. But what do people need to know?
Well, lots changed in 25 years, and the world is different. So the first thing I'm going to ask them to do is be patient. So their bags are going to get searched. We have a very heavy police force in and outside of the building. So the building is run through with Homeland Security and bomb dogs before, and then we seal the event down, and then everybody gets searched when they walk in. So it may take a little longer to get in. I always tell people, wear comfortable shoes because that concrete floor upstairs beats your body up, especially if you're past 50 like I am. So I plan on getting here a little early, and we just want people to have a good time.
Gotcha. What time does it start?
The event VIP party starts at 8, and the general admission party starts at 9.
Okay. And if anybody has any questions just in general, what's the website for World's Largest Disco?
It's worldslargestdisco.com, so it's pretty easy.
All right. And you can find it on Facebook, Twitter, I'm sure, as well, right?
You got it. Right.
Anything else you'd like people to know about?
Well, the most important part of the event is that we give our money to Camp Good Days and several other Buffalo charities, that no one is paid on our staff and has never been paid ever since 1994 when we started this, and we've given away $5.5 million, and hopefully we'll close in on $6 million this year. So it's been a lot of fun, met a lot of people. I have a tremendous support group here. We have a lot of people that have taken off the week from work to help out. But it's fun, and it's really neat that it goes on in our community. You know, we're fortunate. So you start with the turkey trot on Thursday, and there's 12,000 people upstairs. And then, well, actually, Wednesday is the hockey game, so that's tonight. So that's the big draw. Thursday's the turkey trot. Friday, there's another hockey game, and that's where we actually will announce the celebrities at the Sabre game this Friday. And then on Saturday is a disco, and then we have the Bills game on Sunday. So if you're an expat and you want to come back, it's a great time to be in Buffalo.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.